Masechta Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah continues with another machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Imrim, Ein Neisnin, Eiris La'avdan. You can't give skins, these are animal skins that are going to be worked on, to a non-Jewish tanner to work on, for tan and work on these leathers. V'lei kelim l'kevis avikichavim, and not vessels, is referring to clothes, to a non-Jewish kevis, a launderer who's going to launder and clean the clothing. Ela kedei shi'asim avayim, only if there's enough time for the work to be done before Shabbos, while it's still daytime before Shabbos. But if you give these items, the skins to the tanner or the clothing to the launderer, to right before Shabbos, that he doesn't have enough time to do the work, and he's going to be doing the work on Shabbos, it's going to appear like the Jew asked him to do the work on Shabbos, and that's forbidden, so therefore he should only give it to them if there's enough time for the work to be done before Shabbos. Ubekulan beisel matirin im hashamash, and regarding all these previous cases that we mentioned in the last three Mishnayos, beisel is matir, he permits as long as it's given to the non-Jews right before sundown. While the sun's still up on Friday, that's okay. Mishnah Tess. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, Noigin hayu beis Abba. And my father's household, the minig was, Shahayu Noigin, Shahayu Naisnin, Klei Lavan, Lekevis, Evikichavim, Shleisha Yamim, Kedim Shabbos. They would give the white clothing to the non-Jewish launderer who would clean them. They would give it to him 3 days before Shabbos. And this is because they were makbid on Beis Shammai Shita, that there had to be enough time to wash before Shabbos, and the white clothing needed up to 3 days to clean it well, to get out all the stains. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's family was makbid, his father's family was makbid on Beis Shammai Shita, even though we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, and the halachas like Beis Hillel. The Mishnah continues, V'shavin elu ve'elu, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, Shetayanim Kairis Beis Habad, that you can put the heavy beams on the Beis Habad, on the olive press, to press out the oil that's in the crushed olives before Shabbos. The Igule Hagas, and the round discs that were put on the wine press to put pressure on the already crushed grapes to extract the liquid, the juice from the grapes, this was allowed to be done right before Shabbos, even though the juices would continue to be pressed out of the olives and the grapes on Shabbos. Both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agreed to this, even though in the previous Mishnayos we mentioned that Beis Shammai held that a person's kelim, a person's vessels, couldn't do work on Shabbos, couldn't do melacha on Shabbos, and here the kelim are doing melacha on Shabbos. But here's an exception, because since the grapes and the olives were already previously crushed, the grapes were ground and the olives were ground previously and the grapes were already stepped on, and the weight that was being put on them now was just to quicken up the process of extracting the liquid that otherwise would have anyways dripped out slowly by itself. So here it's only a malacha midarabanan to put the weight on top to cause the quickening of the process. It's not a malacha deraisa. And when it comes to malacha derabanan, Beis Shammai agreed that you can set it up before and allow the kelim to do this malacha derabanan on Shabbos. And that's okay. Only a malacha deraisa, they did not allow the kelim to be doing a malacha deraisa on Shabbos.